Morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing right now on his parables. This morning, we'll look at one more time at the parable of the Good Samaritan from Luke 10, 25-37. Here it is. And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You've answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But he desired to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? He said, The one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, You go and do likewise. This parable is tremendously famous. Many, even in the secular world, know what it is to be a good Samaritan. However, because it's so common and well known, we can sometimes miss the weight of what it is that Jesus is saying here. It's important to remember that Jesus is talking to a man steeped in the Jewish religion. He's an expert of the Mosaic Law, which is basically the first several books of the Old Testament in our Bibles. He is very likely a religious leader, and the religious leaders of these days tended to be very proud of themselves. That's one of the reasons Jesus' parable is so edgy. Of all the people to stop and help the man in need, you'd think the good religious people would be the ones, right? However, the first two men who passed by on the other side of the road were both essentially religious leaders, a priest and a Levite. They were set apart specially to serve God. But then, like salt in the wound, who does the good guy in the parable end up being? A Samaritan, a half-blood, a member of these impure half-Jews. Jews and Samaritans could be thought of, in today's terms, like Northerners and Southerners after the Civil War. There's just this tension there. Well, it's this enemy who is the model neighbor in the story. The way that Jesus defines neighbor is much different than the way that we define it. Jesus doesn't just call us to love those who love us. Rather, he calls us to love even our enemies, those people who slander us and hate us. They are our neighbors, just as much as any other individual on this planet. And that's actually the point of the term. We are all human beings made in the image of God. Therefore, every single human being has intrinsic value and worth. We aren't more or less valuable because of what we do, who we are, our intellect, our wealth, or anything else. We're all valuable because we are all made by God and for God. So if you want to love your neighbor, love people, just like Jesus did, and just like Jesus continues to do.